get him. All right? So we got about a fire team size element.
At forward operating base Delram in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, a Marine already on the ground briefs a squad leader on the situation. One Marine is injured and pinned down by enemy gunfire. The squad leader fills in his troops and they engage the enemy. Luckily, this is only a training mission, but as Lance Corporal Joshua Messinger of the 4th Kandek of the 215th Corps Afghan National Army Advisory Team says, it has numerous real-world implications.
Well, that range was kind of just a refresher course. We bounded out to the casualty, we got him back, and it was pretty much just a practice for taking care of casualty, calling up a 9-line over the radio.
Once the casualty was dragged to safety, some members of the fire team continued to secure the area, while the rest of the team conducted combat life-saving treatment, or CLS.
Because I'm telling you right now, this tourniquet right here in real life would not stop a femoral bleed.
Yep.
There you go, seesaw it all the way up into his groin.
The range safety instructors challenged the Marines and made sure they went through all the life-saving procedures they would need to go through in order to provide their casualty with the best possible care. While the team was treating the casualty, the squad leader radioed a 9-line medevac report. Once the bird was on the ground, the casualty was rushed out, where he received more advanced medical training. While the medevac training was the main focus of the range, after a brief after-action review,
targets!
The training continued with a series of quick reaction pistol drills. Corporal Brian Brzezinski explained how important the training was.
As infantry Marines, that's our bread and butter. Tactically be able to move, suppress the enemy, to take control of the battlefield. If we don't know how to do that, then we're not doing our jobs.
Reporting from Forward Operating Base Delaram, I'm Army Sergeant Christopher Tobey.